Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're talking about something pretty amazing. It's a potential game changer for millions, you know, those millions of people out there who struggle with social anxiety disorder.
Yeah, it really could be. And we're looking at Empower Farm. They're a company that's developing the CBD pill, and it's specifically to treat SAD. And they're hurt. I mean, they're right on the edge. They're about to break through in the market.
Yeah, and we've got Empower Farm's executive informational overview right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Mm.
This company's tackling a huge problem. They're using cutting-edge science.
Yeah.
And they're aiming for a market that, I mean, it could be worth billions.
And what's really fascinating is that they're not just going after any CBD product, you know. They want this pill to be a prescription medication. Like, they want it to be held to the same standard as any other pharmaceutical drug.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It means going through all the clinical trials, getting FDA approval, and even potentially even getting insurance coverage for it.
Yeah, that's where this deep dive gets really interesting. We're going to unpack how Empower Farm is trying to change the whole game when it comes to SAD treatment. And I think a good place to start would be, you know, with this massive need for new options. Because let's face it, social anxiety is everywhere. It's so incredibly common.
Oh, yeah. The statistics are crazy.
Yeah.
In the U.S. alone, there are 15 million adults dealing with this. Yeah. And globally, it's 300 million.
And the current treatments, I mean, they leave a lot to be desired, don't they?
They do. They really do.
From what I've read, the most common options are things like SSRIs and benzodiazepines. But those come with, I mean, a whole bunch of potential side effects.
Yeah, you're going to get a laundry list of side effects with those.
Exactly.
So SSRIs, they can take weeks or even months to kick in. And a lot of times people will experience, you know, things like weight gain, fatigue, and even sexual problems.
And benzodiazepines.
Yeah.
They work faster, but they're highly addictive.
Yeah, they are.
And if they're misused, they can be really dangerous.
Mm. Yeah, it makes sense why so many people with SAD are turning to cannabis to self-medicate.
The report says 60% of people with SAD are using cannabis, even though it's not officially approved for SAD.
Yeah, you know it. It really shows the need for alternatives. People need relief, and they're going to try things, even if the FDA or Health Canada hasn't given it the green light.
Right, so that's where Empower Farm comes in. They see this massive need, this unmet need, and they want to provide a solution. And they're focused on CBD, which is the non-psychoactive compound in cannabis.
Right, and this is where it gets really interesting. CBD has shown some real promise in treating anxiety, but there's a catch: bioavailability. It's not easily absorbed by the body.
So even if CBD could help, it's not really getting to where it needs to go to be effective.
Exactly, it's poorly absorbed, and it gets broken down so fast by the liver, and it's really sensitive to degradation.
Sounds like a real challenge. So how did Empower Farm tackle this?
Well, they developed a secret weapon, you could call it, SNEDDS technology. That stands for Self-Nano-Emulsifying Drug Delivery System. I know it sounds a little complicated.
It does.
But it's actually pretty simple.
Oh, break it down for me. What is SNEDDS? And how does it fix this bioavailability problem?
Okay, so imagine tiny nano-sized droplets of CBD forming in the stomach, almost like little tiny submarines.
Okay, so tiny submarines carrying the CBD. What's so special about these droplets?
Because of their size and because of how they're formulated, these droplets can slip past the barriers in our digestive system way easier than regular CBD molecules can.
So it's like they're creating a super highway for CBD to get into the bloodstream, bypassing all the roadblocks.
Exactly. And that's how SNEDDS increases bioavailability. Plus, it protects the CBD from breaking down so it stays potent and it stays effective.
That sounds like a game changer. Especially for a medication where you really need that consistent dosing.
It is. And get this, Empower Farm's SNEDDS-based formulations, they're patentable. That's a huge advantage in the market.
Smart move. Okay, so before we get into the details of their CBD pill and the clinical trials, let's take a closer look at the company itself. They're based in Canada, right?
They are. And they've built this incredible facility, state-of-the-art, GMP compliant, in Burlington, Ontario.
GMP compliant?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that their facility follows all the good manufacturing practice regulations, which is essential if you want to produce pharmaceutical grade products.
Ah, so they're playing in the big leagues from the start.
Exactly. And this facility is actually Canada's first facility dedicated to making cannabinoid-based prescription drugs.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. It sounds like they're really serious about setting new standard for the industry.
Oh, they are. And their leadership team has the experience to back it up. the co-founders, Aubrey Dan and Peter Billiard, they have decades of experience from big pharma companies like Novopharm and Teva.
So this isn't just some startup trying to jump on the CBD bandwagon.
Nope.
They have serious pharmaceutical experience.
Exactly. They have the science. They have the facilities. They have the leadership to make a real impact.
Okay, well, I'm hooked. Tell me more about this CBD pill.
Yeah.
How is it designed to work?
Okay, so let's start with the design. They're aiming for a simple, easy-to-take capsule, like other medications you'd find in your medicine cabinet.
So it's familiar, convenient.
Exactly. And the key is that it will be THC-free.
That's important, right?
Yeah.
Because THC is the psychoactive part of cannabis, the part that gets you high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Empower Pharm is really focusing on CBD because it has those therapeutic benefits, but without the psychoactive effects.
So this pill is about using CBD for anxiety relief, without any of those mind-altering effects of THC.
Exactly. And that's a big part of how they're going to get regulators and doctors on board.
It makes sense. A THC-free CBD pill is going to be a lot more appealing to doctors and patients who might be a little hesitant about using cannabis products.
Right. And that brings us to the next piece of the puzzle, the clinical trials. Empower Pharm has already finished phase 2 trials, and the results are really promising.
Okay, let's dive into those results. What did they find, and what does it mean for the future of this pill?
So the phase 2 trials were designed to evaluate how safe and how effective the CBD pill was in treating moderate to severe SAD. They enrolled 239 patients across 19 clinics in the U.S., and they use a randomized double-blind design.
So neither the patients nor the doctors knew who was getting the real pill and who was getting a placebo.
Right. That's the gold standard for clinical trials because it eliminates bias and it helps make sure that the results are legit.
Makes sense. So what did they find? Did the pill work?
That the results came out in June of 2024, and they were really positive. They tested two dosages, 300 milligrams and 600 milligrams daily against a placebo.
What were the key measures they used to tell if the pill was working?
They had two main measures. The first one was the Liebowitz Social Anxiety Scale, or ELLIS. It's an FDA-approved questionnaire, and it measures how severe social anxiety is.
So a lower ELLIS score means someone's anxiety is less severe?
Exactly. And the second measure was the Clinical Global Impression of Improvement, or CGI-I. And that one's a more general assessment. Basically, the doctor evaluates how much a patient has improved.
Okay, I'm following. So tell me about the findings.
Well, one of the most impressive findings was when they looked at the ideal subjects. And those are the patients that followed all the rules of the trial perfectly. There was a 13-point difference in ELSAS scores between the people taking the CBD pill and those taking the placebo.
Wow, 13 points.
Yeah.
That sounds really significant.
It is. And another thing they found was that the patients taking 300 milligrams of CBD daily, they were 3 times more likely to be responders compared to those on the placebo.
Responders meaning they had significant improvement in their symptoms.
Exactly. And importantly, the safety profile was great. The percentage of people experiencing side effects was pretty similar between the CBD group and the placebo group.
That's good to hear, especially for anyone worried about potential side effects of a new medication.
Absolutely. And these positive results have paved the way for Empower Pharm to move forward with phase 3 trials, which is a crucial step in getting this pill approved for prescription use.
So phase 2 was a successful proof of concept, and now they're going to the big leagues with phase 3.
You got it.
But before they jump into phase 3, what kind of steps are they taking?
Well, they're talking with key opinion leaders in the field of anxiety disorders. They want to get expert input on how to design the trial.
Makes sense. Get the best minds involved.
Right. And they're also talking with the FDA to make sure they're on the same page about how to get approval.
Important to be on the same page.
Absolutely. And another important step is a bridging study. Remember how they use an oral solution of CBD for phase 2? But their goal is a capsule.
Right.
So this bridging study, it's basically to connect the dots between that oral solution data from phase 2 and the capsule they'll be using in phase 3, and the one they'll eventually bring to market.
So they need to show that the capsule delivers the CBD just as well as that oral solution.
Yeah.
So they have expert opinions, FDA discussions,
mm-hmm.
and the bridging study all going on. What's the timeline for phase 3?
So they're planning to start phase 3 trials in 2026, and they're estimating they'll finish in late 2027 or early 2028.
Again, not too far off. Phase 3 is going to be a lot bigger than phase 2, right?
It is. They're planning 2 trials, each with about 400 patients, and the total cost is estimated at about 65 million Canadian dollars.
Wow, that's a big investment.
Yeah.
But the potential payoff is huge if this pill gets approved.
It is. The market for SAD treatments is massive, and it's expected to hit $16 billion by 2030.
So if they can even get a small piece of that market with a treatment that's safe, effective, and non-addictive, it's a game changer for them.
Right.
And for the millions of people who suffer from social anxiety.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there. They're really thinking strategically about how to navigate the regulatory process to give themselves the best chance of success.
Tell me more about that. How are they handling the regulatory hurdles?
They're planning to use the 505(b)(2) regulatory pathway.
Bam, it sounds complicated.
No.
It does.
But it's smart. It lets them use existing safety data on CBD. And that can speed up the approval process a lot.
So they don't have to start from scratch.
Exactly.
They can build on the work that's already been done.
Like the research that led to Epidiolex being approved, which is a CBD-based epilepsy medication.
Yeah.
It could save them a lot of time and resources.
And I imagine getting prescription status and insurance coverage is going to be super important for this pill to be successful.
Absolutely. Prescription status means the FDA has given it the stamp of approval, and that gives doctors and patients confidence that it's safe and effective. And insurance coverage makes it way more accessible to people who might not be able to afford it otherwise.
It's all coming together. They're tackling this huge problem. They've got the science, they've got the clinical data, they've got the manufacturing capabilities.
Yeah.
And they've got a solid plan for getting through the regulations.
And they're not a one-trick pony. While their main focus is on SAD, they're already looking at how to use their SNEDS technology for other things, like developing a CBD formulation for adult epilepsy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they're not just developing a single drug. They're building a platform that could change how we deliver all sorts of drugs.
They are. And they have big plans to grow and expand their pipeline of products.
Which brings us to funding. All this takes a lot of money.
You're right. They've already raised over 95 million Canadian dollars, mostly through Aubrey Dan, one of the co-founders.
That's impressive. But they're going to need more to get through phase three trials.
Yeah.
And scale up manufacturing.
Mm.
And get ready to launch this product.
Exactly. They're looking to get another $100 million in equity funding.
Okay, so what's the end game? What's their exit strategy?
They have two main paths in mind. One is to get a big pharmaceutical company interested in buying them out, kind of like what happened with GW Pharmaceuticals, and their CBD-based epilepsy drug, Epidiolex.
Which was acquired for $7.2 billion.
Right? Yep.
So they're thinking big.
They are. If their phase three trials are successful and they get FDA approval and insurance coverage, they'll be in a great position to make that happen.
But it's not just about the money, is it?
No.
It's about bringing a new treatment to millions of people who are struggling.
It is.
And it's about changing how people see CBD.
Exactly.
This has been an eye-opening deep dive so far. I'm really starting to understand what Empower Pharm is all about. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to the science behind SNDDS technology.
Mm.
It's fascinating. I'm still fascinated by how it works on a molecular level.
Okay, so let's talk about why SNEDDS is such a big deal. I know we said it helps CBD get absorbed better, but how does it actually work? Well, it all comes down to manipulating the way CBD interacts with our bodies, like at a microscopic level. You see, CBD is naturally oily, and we all know, oil and water, they don't mix.
Right, it's like trying to mix oil and water for salad dressing. They always separate.
Exactly, and that's the problem CBD runs into in our digestive system, because our digestive system is mostly water-based. So CBD has a hard time getting absorbed.
So how does SNDDS fix that?
Empower Pharm created this really specific formulation. They combine CBD with this exact mix of oils and surfactants and co-solvents.
Okay, and what do those ingredients do?
Think of the surfactants like tiny little matchmakers. They have one end that loves water, and the other end is attracted to oil. So they're like a bridge. They help the CBD oil mix more easily with the water in the stomach.
Interesting. So the surfactants help the CBD and the water get along. What about the other ingredients?
So the oils and the co-solvents, they help dissolve and stabilize the CBD even more. So you end up with this uniform mixture.
So it's like a recipe where everything works together to make the CBD more absorbable.
That's a great way to put it. And here's the cool part. When this special blend reaches your stomach, it spontaneously forms these tiny nano-sized droplets.
Nano-sized, that's super small, right?
Super small. We're talking 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. And that size is really important because it lets them sneak past the barriers that would normally block bigger CBD molecules.
So it's like a secret back door for CBD to get into the bloodstream.
Exactly. These tiny droplets can easily move through your digestive system and get absorbed much more efficiently.
And you mentioned that they protect the CBD from degradation too.
Right. CBD is sensitive to light and air, but when it's inside these droplets, it's protected and it stays stable and potent.
It's amazing how much science goes into making a pill. So to recap, SNEDDS makes CBD more absorbable, more stable, and more effective.
Precisely. And the really exciting thing is that this technology could be used for more than just CBD.
What do you mean?
Well, think about all the other medications out there that have problems with bioavailability. SNEDDS could change how we deliver and absorb all kinds of drugs.
So this isn't just about improving CBD treatments. This could change the whole pharmaceutical world.
Exactly. And that's what makes Empower Farms work so exciting. They're leading the way in a new era of innovation, not just in CBD, but in drug delivery as a whole.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've talked about the science of CBD, the challenges of treating social anxiety, and the incredible potential of SNEDDS technology. It's clear that Empower Farm is really trying to make a difference. And I'm excited to see what they do in the future.
Me too. And as we've seen, their approach is based on good science, careful planning, and a real desire to help people. I think that's a really powerful combination. And it holds a lot of promise for the future of mental health treatment.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wrap for this deep dive. Until next time, everybody, keep those minds curious and keep those conversations going.
Okay.
So remind me again, why is SNEDDS such a big deal? I get that it helps CBD get absorbed better, but how does it actually work on like a molecular level?
So it's all about manipulating how CBD interacts with our bodies at a microscopic level. You see, CBD is naturally oily, and oil and water don't mix well.
Right, like trying to blend oil and water for salad dressing. They just separate.
Exactly. And that's the problem CBD faces in our digestive system, which is mainly water-based. It just struggles to get absorbed.
So how does SNEDDS solve this?
Well, Empower Farm has created this very specific formulation. They combine CBD with this precise mix of oils and surfactants and co-solvents.
Okay, and what do those ingredients do?
Well, think of the surfactants like tiny little matchmakers. They have one end that loves water and another end that's attracted to oil. So they act like a bridge, helping the CBD oil mix more easily with the water in the stomach.
Interesting. So the surfactants help the CBD and water get along. What about the other ingredients?
Yeah, so the oils and the co-solvents help to further dissolve and stabilize the CBD, creating this uniform mixture.
So it's like creating the perfect recipe where all the ingredients work together to make the CBD more absorbable.
That's a great way to put it. And here's the really clever part. When this special blend hits the stomach, it spontaneously forms these tiny nano-sized droplets.
Nano-sized. So we're talking incredibly small.
Incredibly small. These droplets are 1,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. And that size is crucial because it allows them to basically bypass those barriers that would normally block larger CBD molecules.
So it's like sneaking the CBD into the bloodstream through a secret back door.
Exactly. These tiny droplets can easily navigate the digestive system and get absorbed much more efficiently.
And you said they also protect the CBD from degrading.
Right. CBD is actually quite sensitive to light and air. But when it's encapsulated within these droplets, it's shielded from the elements and it stays stable and potent.
Wow. It's amazing how much thought and science goes into something as seemingly simple as a pill. So to recap, SNEDDS is basically a delivery system that makes CBD more absorbable, more stable, and ultimately more effective.
Precisely. And the really exciting thing is that the implications of this technology go far beyond just CBD.
What do you mean?
Well, think about all the other medications out there that face similar bioavailability challenges. SNEDDS has the potential to revolutionize the way we deliver and absorb a wide range of drugs.
So it's not just about improving CBD treatments. It could potentially transform the whole pharmaceutical landscape.
Exactly. And that's why Empower Farms' work is so exciting. They're really at the forefront of this new wave of innovation, not just in the field of CBD, but in drug delivery itself.
It's been a fascinating deep dive. Yep. We've explored the science behind CBD, the challenges of treating social anxiety, and the groundbreaking potential of this SNEDDS technology. It's clear that Empower Farm is really on a mission to make a real difference in the world, and I'm excited to see what they accomplish in the coming years.
I agree. And as we've learned today, their approach is grounded in solid science, strategic planning, and a genuine desire to help people. It's a powerful combination that holds a great promise for the future of mental health treatment.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep those minds curious and keep those conversations flowing.